The Dago, the 619, America's finest city. Welcome to Talk About It, San Diego's number one podcast on all things San Diego. Talk About It is a San Diego-based podcast used to promote small businesses in the local San Diego area. Whether big or small, this podcast is here to put you on San Diego's map. San Diego, it is your fellow San Diegan here, Russell Stevenson, here providing you with another episode of Talk About It. During this episode, we meet with Fareed Salahuddin, the CEO and founder of Posterity, a Safe Place. Posterity, a Safe Place is a nonprofit organization based out of San Diego whose aim is to provide support for victims of sexual assault and mental health. During this episode, we discuss with Fareed his organization, how the organization came about, and resources for those interested in learning more about Posterity, a Safe Place. Hello, 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 San Diego. Beautiful day today. Welcome to Talk About It. I'm your host, Russell Stevenson. Here today, we're talking with Fareed Salahuddin, the CEO and founder of Posterity, a Safe Place. Fareed, welcome. Let's talk about it.
Hey, hey, hey.
How you doing today, brother?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Can't complain. So Fareed, please tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from originally.
I'm actually from Sacramento. Well, I grew up in Sacramento, but I claim San Diego because I've been here for so long. Like, who wouldn't claim San Diego? I'm a registered nurse. I do home health nursing, and I love it.
Absolutely. So originally from NorCal, now you're here in sunny San Diego. Welcome to the Diego. Thank you, right? You said you were a nurse. Thank you for everything you do for the community. Thank you for everything you do. A lot of people in the medical field do not get the praise that they deserve, not get the flowers they deserve. So thank you for being on the front lines, for taking care of others when others can't even take care of themselves. So thank you for that.
Thank you for your support.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So Posterity, a Safe Place is a nonprofit organization here in sunny San Diego. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, we're actually based out of San Diego, but we do provide resources to even people living outside of San Diego, San Francisco, Sacramento. And we provide resources for mental health issues, people struggling with mental health issues or sexual violence.
I know there's statistics out there that show there's a bunch of people that need resources or a bunch of people that need help specifically for the mental field or dealing with mental illnesses. So thank you for having that. So what made you kind of start this organization in the first place?
Well, I feel like it was taking people like a while to come forward when it came to sexual violence or even just mental health in general. And I wanted to be able to offer, you know, things like affordable therapy, support groups, volunteer opportunities, different like self-awareness activities online, things that kind of help people become more distracted, mm-hmm. you know, from their inner thoughts and everything. That was the main reason. And, you know, I've had friends and family members come to me who are struggling with mental health or who've had, you know, experience with, you know, sexual assault issues in the past. Mm-hmm. They've come to me, you know, just victims, survivors, and they've told me their stories. And I'm like, you know what? Let me figure out a way to help as many people as possible in the right way.
Absolutely. No, definitely, definitely appreciate that. So when it comes to Posterity, a Safe Place, like, where did you begin? Like, how does this process start? Say someone else out there wants to start an organization and they're listening to this today and they're listening, you know, you're young, right? How old are you?
29.
Right. So you're super young and you started this organization how long ago?
I would say at 25, I think.
Okay. So there might be people out there listening that have their own idea on an organization and want to start it. Where do you think they should start?
Well, just make sure it's right for you. You actually want to do it. It's meant for you to do it. Because I feel like I was, you know, kind of drawn to this. And once I figured out, when I gained the courage to actually, you know, start it, you know, I kind of researched how many nonprofit organizations were in the area that kind of focused on the same thing. And, you know, what was needed, what was missing. If there were some, they were already led by nurses. We also offer like a nurses circle as a part of our organization, which, you know, a bunch of nurses, we get together, we have conversations and figure out what we can do moving forward to be able to provide the most resources, you know, to everyone.
Absolutely. So your organization, you said it's a nonprofit, and I know there's like some
501c3 status you have to obtain. Yeah, in order to be tax exempt, to be considered an actual nonprofit organization, you have to obtain that status. And we didn't have that status at first, and we were still providing the resources, but technically we weren't considered a nonprofit organization until we obtained that status. So now, you know.
Was it hard to get that status?
No, you just provide the right, you know, paperwork and documentation of, you know, of everything, and you send it in. And back then, the reason we didn't do it sooner is because it took a year or two in order for you to be able to obtain the status because of the, what do you call it? COVID-19 was going on, so it took longer. But when I recently did it, I want to say maybe, was it last year? It was a quicker process because everything had died down.
Absolutely. So I know that your organization provides a bunch of resources. Could you share maybe one of those resources or something that maybe if someone is going through, you know, a mental situation, what is one thing or one resource that they can just cope through? Like right now, maybe someone's having a mental episode. What's one way they can get through it?
You can do, well, first of all, I would say, you know, meditation, breathing techniques are great. But if someone is like going through like a crisis, then I would actually, you know, call the crisis line, 988. That's, you know, anyone can call that line and get the help that they need. But if it's not really like, if it's not a crisis, if it's not really an emergency, then, you know, you can go on our website. We have self-awareness activities you can do, like journaling, things like that. Statements, I feel poems, just, you know, different things, breathing techniques. We have therapists who are in network with us now, and we, you know, we kind of refer people to them a lot. So, and, you know, that's a resource.
Speaking of more resources and networking, do you guys have any events that are coming up or anything?
We do, actually. We have a somatic therapy workshop. And we have a somatic therapist who's coming in to kind of show us the ways how to, you know, use our breathing as a coping skill, using the environment. And it's, I don't know, it's awesome. I've done my research and I'm super excited. I've always wanted to do it. And everyone who's participating in it so far, they're excited as well.
And when's that event?
That's actually April 16th at 5:30 p.m. And it's actually going to be in Balboa Park.
For those that would like to join or help out in your organization, where can they go to get more information?
They can go to our website at posterityofsafeplace.org. We're always looking for people to join the team. You know, whether you're a nurse, you can join, you know, our nurses circle, or you can just be a part of the team, or you can, you know, just kind of come to one of our events.
Okay, absolutely. So San Diego, you heard it here first. If you'd like to support or learn more information about Posterity, a Safe Place, their upcoming events, or just how you want to get involved or refer them to maybe some of your friends or family, you can visit their website at www.posterityasafeplace.org for more information on this great organization. Fareed, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us today and for everything you do for the community.
Thank you.
Absolutely. San Diego, that is a wrap on Posterity, a Safe Place. Please join us next week so we can talk about it. Talk About It is a San Diego-based podcast used to promote small businesses in the local San Diego area. If you or anyone you know would like to promote their businesses, please email your information to talkaboutit@yahoo.com. That's talkaboutit@yahoo.com. Stay classy, San Diego.